So, Rosh, I want to put you in the mood for Kabbalah Satorah, put myself in the mood, because before you blink, like a week from Sunday, it's already Kabbalah Satorah time. It's already Chag HaShavuos. Now, perhaps the most profound sugya, as far as Kabbalah Satorah, because there are many different dimensions to how one should approach this great moment of Kabbalah Satorah, and Chazal believe that every year annually we re-accept the Torah, is a controversy. I've mentioned it in the past, but we're going to take a whole fresh look at it today, between the Malachi Asharis, the angels in heaven, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to the mountain, and the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Peches that he's met with opposition. And we live in a contemporary world where we're very familiar with opposition. You know, people who oppose us and try to put us down. And in this case, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to reach the apex of his career. You know, he's not yet ready for retirement. He still feels that he has a lot to do, to accomplish, and he wants to reach this glorious achievement in his life of Kabbalah Satorah, so that he could transmit the Torah. And he gets opposition. There are those who feel that the Torah belongs to them. And who are those? The Malachi Asharis. And they use a terminology, according to the Gemara, that's very, very harsh. Mali Yilud Isha Beinenu. What is man doing up here in the mountain, up here in the celestial spheres, amongst us? We are the great Malachim. Who is man? Man is made of physicality. He's meat and potatoes. He's flesh and blood. He's here today and gone tomorrow. Why are you giving the Torah to man? We want the Torah. Leave it with us. And oddly enough, according to the Gemara's record, when the Malachim said Mali Yilud Isha Beinenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, "Oh, L'Kabbalah Satorah, he came up here to receive the Torah." So you know that they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Wait a minute, this Torah is Chemda Genuza. It's something very secretive, very cherished. You know, when a king owns something, possesses something of great value, he locks it up where? In the treasury. You know, it's in the secret treasury. And your Torah has been locked up in the treasury. You want to take it out and give it to man? Who is man?" And the Malachim say the following: "Ma enosh ki tizkerenu." David HaMelech immortalizes this in his Tehillim Perek Ches. A lot of what we're going to do today is a study of Tehillim Perek Ches. And in that Perek, the Malachim say, "Ma enosh ki tizkerenu." Who is man that you should remember him? Hashem Adonenu, our Master God, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz, your name is great in the whole land. Tana Hodcha L'Shamayim, give your great splendor, the Torah itself, here in Shamayim. We want to get the Torah. We deserve the Torah. We're going to soon see later that man is not only physical and finite, mortal, here today and dead tomorrow, but he's full of the Yetzer Hara. You know, he's full of corruption, of jealousy, of contamination. We are pure souls. We are disembodied spirits. We deserve the Torah. And at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is overwhelmed by fear. He believes that the Malachi Asharis have a certain fire in their pihem. The hevel pihem of a malach is going to burn him up. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hold on to the kisei hakavod. Echoz b'kisei hakavod. V'tachzor lehem tshuva." I want you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to give him a response. And you remember the response of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll just go over it very quickly. What does it say in your Torah, Hashem? Anochi Hashem alokecha asher hotzeisicha be'eretz Mitzrayim. Can the malachim say that we went down to Mitzrayim? Klum leMitzrayim yoradetem, klum leParo ishtabadetem. Shuv, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem. Maksimbe, what does it say in Torah? Lo signo, lo sino, lo sirta. Klum ritzicha yesh beinayim, klum niyuf yesh beinayim, klum yetzahara beinayim. The whole Torah is focused on man. Man is subject to the yetzahara. And now at this point, fascinating, the Malachim repeat what they said at the very beginning of the argument. Ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. And the Gemara says they were moda at this point. Why? Because they didn't add the words Tna Hodcha Al Shamayim. Leave your splendor up in the heavens. So let's take a look at the structure of the 8th chapter of Tehillim. I don't know if any of you gentlemen have ever studied Nechama Leibovich. Have you ever looked at her works? What she does is she charts out a piece of Tanakh. It's beautiful the way she does it. She has a column here and a column there, and then she bolds it, and it's absolutely brilliant because she shows you how the first half of a chapter, if you flip it over, you'll see the mirror image upside down in the second half of the chapter. I mean, she uses all the literary tools at our disposal. So here we're going to use a literary tool to see the structure of the 8th capital in Tehillim. The capital opens up with Hashem Adonenu Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. It ends with a repetition of that very same pasuk, Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. How great, Almighty God, you are in the land. So what's in the middle, in the 10 verses between the opening verse and the closing verse? In the middle are the words Asher Tna Hodcha Al Hashamayim. God, place your splendor, your glory, your majesty, leave it up in Shamayim. Chazal bothered. Why does this capital Tehillim repeat Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz? You know, when we have it in Chazaras HaShatz on the three regalim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's because the Shatz says it once, and then we respond responsively. But why in one capital Tehillim does David HaMelech have to repeat ditto and say over again a second time what he said? Now, in order to answer this question, Chazal asked another question. Why does, in the middle of this chapter, you have Tna Hodcha L'Shamayim, and when the Ma'adir Shimcha repeats itself, it's completely omitted? In a very obvious way, Tna Hodcha L'Shamayim got dropped out. If the second half of this capital is a mirror image of the first half, then it should have again repeated Tna Hodcha L'Shamayim. So the chap over here, the brilliant insight of Chazal, is that this Mo'adir Shimcha L'Aretz was proclaimed by the Malachi Ashoritz. What led Chazal to the conclusion that Mo'adir Shimcha L'Aretz is David Amel quoting the angels in heaven? When there's no mention of the angels in heaven in this chapter in Psalms. The answer is because in the middle of this psalm comes a verse that only could have come out of the mouths of the Malachi Ashoris, and that is Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. Who is man that you should remember him? U Ben Adam Ki Tifkidenu. Man is a Ben Adam. Adam means he's made of flesh and blood. Enosh means he's here today and he's gone tomorrow. He's subject to the whims of the Yetzer Hara. Right, Enosh, the Dar Enosh was the first Dar of Avodah Zarah. Why do you remember man? Who invited man? God, is he significant, man? He's a speck of dust in the cosmos. Only the Malachim could have made that statement. David HaMelech would never have said that about human beings because David HaMelech was flesh and blood, no less than any other flesh and blood. So who is the author of the 8th chapter of Tehillim? And the answer is, it's the Malachi Ashoris. And their ultimate claim here is made up of two parts in the middle of this capital. Number one, it's made up of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. And number two, Tna Hodcha Al Hashamayim. Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being, flesh and blood, here today, gone tomorrow. He's coming up to the heavens to take the Torah. Tna Hodcha L'Shamayim. Leave the Torah with us in Shamayim. We're not subject to the whims and the vicissitudes of time, of mortality. We're not subject to the winds and the powers of the Yetzer Hara that try to pollute us and bring us down. The Malachim come with the Taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man who's born to a mother, what is he doing here in Shamayim? He came to take the Torah? We're the preferred candidates for the Torah. unless we can't create a coalition. But in any event, we are the preferred candidates. Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha L'Oretz. Why are you going down to the Oretz? Ma'adonenu, Hashem Adonenu Ma'adir. You know where you're Adir? Where are you great? You're great in the celestial spheres of infinity, of the Malachim. And you want to reveal yourself down on Oretz? Ma'adir Shimcha L'Oretz. That's not going to be good for you. Hashem, you're lowering yourself down to the level of the Oretz. T'na'ahotcha l'shamayim. If you have this great Torah that's locked up in the secret treasures, it's a chemda genuza, then share it with us. We deserve the Torah. T'na'ahotcha l'shamayim. Ma'enosh ki tizkirenu. What is man? Man is someone who sins, who pollutes himself, who contaminates himself, who is willing, in order to undermine whatever it is that he wants to undermine, I don't want to say charedim or whatever it might be, but he's willing to destroy everything. That's how powerful man is, because of the Yetzer Hara. And he can bring suffering and destruction upon the world. So ma'adir shimcha la'aretz? You want to bring your shamayim ala oretz? T'na hodcha ala shamayim. You are the nosei na Torah. T'na hodcha ala shamayim. The word nosei means you're the giver of Torah. God, you give the Torah. T'na, give it ala shamayim up here in the earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to grab on to the kisei hakavod, and he has to give an answer. So he says, you know what? What about the pshat in the Torah? The simple, straightforward reading of the Torah indicates that the Torah is being addressed to mortal man. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. You guys up in Shemayim, what relationship do you have? Kino yesh beinechem? Do you suffer from jealousy? Yetzara yesh beinechem? But at the end of the day, the malachim come with one claim, and I don't see the counterclaim. They say, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, why give the Torah to Basar v'dam? Why give it to human flesh and blood that suffers from the Yetzer Hara, that pollutes the Torah, that violates the Torah, rebels against you, God? How is Moshe Rabbeinu successful in defeating the Yetzer Hara and their arguments? Their taina was that man is too low to receive the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, man is very low, because man suffers from jealousy, from hatred, from the evil inclination and all its powers. Therefore what? Therefore the Malachim are wrong by demanding the Torah? Therefore the Malachim are wrong by saying Ma enosh ki tizkerenu? Therefore they're wrong by saying T'na hodcha l'shamayim? That it's an insult to Hashem's Adir, His great majesty and might and mightiness, because He's going to go down to the Oretz? Moshe Rabbeinu is only confirming the argument of Malachim, that man is low, he's a low being. He suffers from the Yetzer Hara. He suffers from the low emotions of kinah. He looks to his left and he looks to his right, and he sees how many people are buying in the store next to him and how many people are coming to his store, and he gets jealous. That jealousy is low. And that's what man is all about. That's exactly what the Malachim said. It's an insult, God, to your integrity, to your honor, to give that holy Torah to man. So leave the Torah with us. What is the counter argument of Moshe Rabbeinu? And again, the Gemara says that the Malachim dropped the argument. They conceded defeat. How do we know they conceded defeat? So David HaMelech at the end of this chapter repeats, Hashem Adonai Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz? But now it's Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Yes, it's Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. It's great for you that the Torah is being given on the Oretz. And what's the proof? Because in this repetition, the words T'na Hodcha L'Shamayim are not repeated. But what was the argument of Moshe Rabbeinu? I've said over and over again, and I hope, gentlemen, you remember this, the famous Chassam Sofer, and he's standing on the shoulders of the Marsha. What were the Malachim thinking? The Torah is clearly addressing man. Why did they think T'na Hodcha L'Shamayim? So if you turn to page 2, you'll see that the Malachim had a very profound understanding of what Torah is. There are two ways of understanding the Torah. The Torah is made up of letters, is it not? But how do these letters form words? That's called Tzirufei Tevos, when you set a a space between a group of letters and the next group of letters, then each group of letters forms a unit which is called a teva. Teva, tav, yud, beis, hey, means a word. But there's another way of reading the Torah. The Ramban speaks about it as in his great magnum opus, the Pirush Ramban al Torah. His introduction is all about an institution, an entity called Tzirufei Osios, which means that we don't separate the Torah into words, but we read the Torah as flowing, continuous letters. What does that give me? Tzirufei Osios. It gives me a whole different understanding of the Torah. The Torah now is what we call the Torah HaNistar. It's the secret conceptual understanding of the Torah. The Torah in its physical perception is limited. It only gives you what we call the Nigla, that which is revealed. But there's deeper and deeper, endless meanings to the Torah, spiritual, divine, conceptual, and theoretical understandings to the Torah. You talk about tefillin. Well, what is tefillin? Right, tefillin is a box made up of four batim. I wrap it up on my arm. Tefillin here, on the rush. That's a physical material tefillin. But tefillin has greater meaning. The Gemara says in Brachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wears tefillin. So what is the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you think it's physical? And we can go on and on and on to prove that there's an entire different way of understanding the Torah, which every mitzvah and every letter of the Torah is symbolic and has to be understood on a much deeper level. That is the conceptual Torah. That's the Torah that the Malachi HaShoreis wanted to keep up in Shamayim. Mali Yiluda Isha Beinenu. What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing here? He's going to lower the level of the Torah. He's going to have a Torah that's made up of Tzirufei Tevos, that addresses physicality, that's finite. Ma'enosh ki tizkerenu. Why do you remember man? Why are you giving the Torah down on the Aretz? Leave the Torah in Shamayim. Let's understand the Torah on the most profound level. The level of Nistar, of the concealed, deeper meanings of the Torah, the infinite meanings of the Torah. Don't limit and contract the Torah into its physicality. Leave the Torah in its spiritual form. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah shatanosein li maksivba. I understand what it says in the Torah that the Malachi HaShoreis have up in Shamayim, but I want to claim there's a Torah that's given to me, meaning to mortal man. That's the Torah HaNigla, the way we understand the Torah, straightforward, simple pshat, the physical material, what we call the mitzvah masis, the active physical mitzvah. Yes, put tefillin on your arm. Torah shatanosein li maksivbe. So that the Malachi HaShoreis wanted the Torah to remain in that spiritual, endless, infinite level of Torah HaNistar, of Tzirufei Osios, but Moshe Rabbeinu is going to convince them that there's got to be another Torah. There's the Torah of Tzirufei Tevos, a Torah Shatanosein Li, a Torah of Kina Yesh Beinechem, of Sina Yesh Beinechem, of Yetzahara Yesh Beinechem, of Mitzvot Masios, of the physical, material, limited, finite world. That's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to me. And here we have to ask one question. And for those of you who like to read a text, we're on page 2, on the right column, a paragraph that starts with the word Vehine. Eich Hitzliach Moshe. How does Moshe convince the Malachim to negate and drop their argument of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu? Why should the Malachim concede that the Torah has to take on this form of Mitzvot Masios and be given to mortal man? Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. Man is corrupt. Man is polluted. God, leave the Torah as the Torah's Nistar up in Shamayim, the infinite lights of the Torah. How does Moshe convince the Malachim? Nein, the Torah has to be given down on earth. There's got to be a Torah's Nigla of Tzirufei Tevos, because man is full of a Yetzirah. On the contrary, the Malachim is saying, if man is full of a Yetzirah, then why lower the level of the Torah? Hashem, you're insulting your own integrity by vilifying the Torah, by polluting the Torah and giving it to man. That argument we don't find a counter argument in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Rabbos, I've told you many times that the Shvilei Pinchas will begin with a question and then he puts it on what I call the back burners. He takes an entire trip and then he comes back to answer his question. So my goal is to take this little hike with the Shvilei Pinchas, and if we can beat the clock, we'll have enough time to come back and answer our original question. But just again, just to summarize that question, if the Malachim felt that the Torah could be understood on a pure, infinite level, with divine lights, called the Torah Sanistar, with Tzirufei Osios, how does Moshe Rabbeinu win this argument? It would seem, as we say in Yiddish, Pumfaker, just the opposite. Everything that Moshe argues is exactly feeding into the argument to claim on the Malachi Asharis, man is low, man is faced with all the challenges, God would be lowering his Torah to give the Torah to man. Why then do the Malachim at the end of this whole episode declare, Ma dir shimcha ala aretz, give the Torah down in this land, and they drop the argument of Tnoa hot chal shamayim? On the contrary, it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu was feeding in to the very argument that Torah deserves to be a spiritual Torah, an infinite divine Torah that belongs to the celestial spheres of Shamayim, and not to be polluted and contaminated by man, who's basar v'dam, who's subject to all these vicissitudes and all these desecrations and rebellions and contaminations. So leaving that question, as we said, on the side, we're going to pick up a Gemara in Brachos. This Gemara in Brachos is one of the strangest Gemaras that we'll ever find. And it's on the bottom right of column 1 on page 2. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosein Chachma. Chachma is a reference to the Torah. El Mi Sheyesh Bo Chachma. This is very strange. I'm only going to allow you to register for Mathematics 1.1 if you've already taken Mathematics 1.1. It's a little bit strange. I could say, well, you know, if you didn't take the prerequisite of 1.1, don't register 1.2. That makes sense. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to give the Torah to someone who already has the Torah. And it's based on an analysis of a pasuk in Daniel. And also, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shmos, Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. You're already a chacham lev, and yet Hashem gives you chachma. This is paradoxical. To come to the conclusion, as you'll see on the bottom of the right column, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia chokhmas haTorah ela lemi shekvar hikdim lios chacham, he already became a chacham. So what's the great challenge of getting Torah? You're already a chacham. And if you're already a chacham, then what do you need it for? What's this original chachma that you already have achieved? And that's the prerequisite for getting the chachma satorah. It must be that there are two dimensions of chachma, and the word chachma here takes on two different meanings. One chachma, a person has to work very hard to achieve, and if and when he achieves that chachma, then he's a candidate for the ultimate chachma, to receive the Torah. Hashem is only going to give the Torah to someone who's endowed with chachma. And this is so crucial for us a week before Shavuos to try to figure out how we can generate a status of chachamim for us so that we can now receive the Torah. What is that chachma? And to understand this, we have to study the words of the Arugas HaBosem. Maybe you heard of the Pup of a Rebbe, the Pup of a dynasty in Hasidus. The last name was Greenwald. Okay, if you never heard of it, that's fine. Okay, we like to introduce new books and new svaras and new experiences. This is a real experience, this Arugas HaBosem. What he wants to do is, based on a Gemara in Tainis, is take apart the word chachma. And when you take apart a word, what you do is you surgically split it into half. And he's going to take the word chachma and he's going to split it in half. But what he's going to do in order to achieve that goal is what I call Boggle Scrabble. I don't know if you've ever played Boggle Scrabble. That's where you take the Scrabble pieces with the letters and you put it in a little cup, which you know that you don't have to pay extra for that. It's included in the price. And you shake it up and you throw out the letters. So he takes the four letters of Chachma and he puts it into this Boggle Scrabble. And what he ends up with is the Chaf and the Ches on one hand and the Mem Hei on the other hand. So what he does is he switches around the order, the sequence of the Ches and the Chav, and he ends up with the word everybody. When you take the Ches and the Chav and you switch it around, what word do you end up with? Chav Ches, which is Koach. Don't all answer at once. Koach, right? Koach. Ma means nothing. The word ma, as we'll see over and over again, means nothing. When Moshe Rabbeinu wants to speak about himself, he calls himself ma. This is a pasuk in Parshas Korach. This is a pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. Moshe Rabbeinu says v'nachnu ma. Do you remember that? We are nothing. It's actually Moshe together with Aaron. Ma means nothing. Ma means mavakach. What is it? So the Arugas HaBosem, on the one hand, achieves a great goal, and he tells you what the word chachma means. If you split it into two, it's called koach ma. But on the other hand, what is koach ma doing as a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah? You need to be a chacham and have chachma in order for Hashem to give you chachma. So in order to answer this riddle, he opens up a Gemara in Tainus on Daf Zayin. Have you guys gotten to Daf Zayin yet? Those who are learning Tainus, yeah, you're way past Daf Zayin. So I'll try to just jolt your memory for a minute back to Daf Zayin. The Agadita of Hevi called Tzomei L'chula Mayim. The Navi says that the thirsty should go to water. Okay, I don't need a Navi for that. Yeshaya tells me in chapter 55 that if you're Tzomei, if you're thirsty, go for water. But it must be symbolic. See, my own thirst and water to quench the thirst have to be understood as two symbolic concepts. See, my own means someone who is starving for Torah. Mayim is symbolic of Torah. Ein Mayim El Torah. So that heavy called Samei L'chula Mayim means that if you're thirsty, go for water. Comes along the Gemara in Tainus and says, you know what? This comparison between Torah and water is more than just thirst quenching, but it means something about midos, about the ethical qualities and the attributes that are absolutely necessary in order to achieve chochmah. What is it about Mayim? Mayim has the following propensity. And if you've ever taken a teal up north, you'll know what I mean. You'll see Mayim that travels from the high places down to the lower places. Maybe travel is not a good word. What word can I use? Flows? Anybody have a better word for me? Flows? Okay, flows from high places down to lower places. You may recall that Rabbi Akiva, when he decides to do tshuva at the age of 40 and start studying Torah, he sees water going down from higher places to lower places. We have to be like water. If we want Torah, we have to achieve Chachma. How do we achieve Chachma? We have to be similar to Mayim. How are we similar to Mayim? By the way, which is the tallest mountain in the world? Is it Jungfrau? Is it Mount Everest? I don't know. Everest would have been a great candidate for Kabbalah Satorah. Higher Everest. It may even rhyme with other words in the Torah. But no, the Torah is given on Har Sinai. What was Har Sinai? Oh, right. Har Sinai was the midget of mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to the midget of mountains. Because the midget is someone who personifies the midah of Meiniach Makom Gavoah, V'Holech L'Makom Namuch. And by the way, does anybody know how many psukim there are in Parshas Bamidbar, which we always read before Chag HaShavuos? 159 psukim is the gematria of Katan, Kuf Tes Nun. Because if you're preparing for Torah, you have to be a Katan. You have to consider yourself on a low level. And not only that, this mid of humility is part of the great mitzvah of Ve'olachta Bidrach. We have to imitate the Almighty. And the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, Li'olam Yilmad Adam Idas Kodo, a person should learn from his master, with a capital M, his maker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heiniyah Kol Horim V'Hishra Shechinos Al Har Sinai. The Gemara says in Pesachim Kol HaMisyayir, if a person is full of himself, Im Chachamu Chachma So Mistalekes Mimenu Chachma and Gaiva, or Yuara as it's called in Aramaic, are mutually exclusive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live, I can't tolerate being under the same roof with someone who's a Baal Gaiva, someone who builds himself up and he thinks, I'm the greatest, and I'll prove it to you, I'm the greatest, and he gives you a whole list of proofs. Such a person will never be Zochet HaShos HaShchina. Only a low person who has the Midah of humility, like Har Sinai, who is the Katan of the 159 of Bamidbar. The Gemara says that the Torah was given in the Midbar. Today, there would be a battle. Which city in the world, which urban center is the greatest urban center? Is it London? Is it Johannesburg? Is it Antwerp in Belgium? Is it Tokyo in Japan? You know, there's so many great cities. New York has 8 million people. You know, this would be the battle. Name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah in the Midbar. Why? Say the Chazal, Midbar is a place shekol adam dashbo. Everybody just stamples on top of him. As we say at the end of davening three times a day, Nafshi ka'afar lakol tiyeh. I want to be like Afar. I want to be humble. I want to be happy with my place in life. I don't want to boast about my achievements. I don't want to build up myself. So Hashem says, have you acquired Chachma? What is Chachma? Says the Arugos HaBosem, Koach Ma. Ma means you consider yourself a nothing. You realize that within your potential there's so much great for you to achieve. Where are you? Who are you? And that Koach Ma is Moshe Rabbeinu who says, Vanachnu Ma. We are like the water, we go down to the lowest places. The osios of Chachma symbolically represent the prerequisite for Chachma, the Chachma, the appreciation, who am I and do I deserve the Torah? That is the prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah. Now because I'm worried about not finishing these up, I'm going to ask you to fast forward for a moment. Bli Neder, if we have time, we'll come back. So don't get nervous. But I want to study with you page 4. Just to be absolutely sure that I'll finish this up. If you're on page 4, let me just make a note, if you'll allow me, to as to where we got up to. On page 2. So we'll fill this in afterwards. But now for a moment, we're on page 4. The Malachi Asharis come forward with a claim. Ma enosh ki tizkeren. Who is man? The first word in that claim is what? Ma. Mem hey. Does that sound familiar to you? That's the ma of the word chachma, which according to the Arugas HaBosem, the ma of Moshe Rabbeinu Zanachnu ma, is the key to understanding Torah. The key to being a chacham and achieving chachma. Come along the Malachi HaShoreis, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to take the Torah and give it to man? Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. Man is ma. Man is worthless. Man is here today and gone tomorrow. He has no claim to infinity. He has no claim to divinity. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu. Ma. And you'd be reducing the level of Torah, lowering it down to ma. And therefore, Hashem Adonenu ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Don't take your Adir Shimcha, your mighty name, and bring it down to the Aretz, where there's Ma, but rather Tno Ha'od Chal HaShamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're behaving like a Ma by bringing the Torah and giving it to the Ma Enosh. What you're doing is you are restricting and lowering, contracting your great Chachma to the lowest level of man. Better leave the Torah in Shemayim. We have the ability to study the Torah on an infinite divine level. That's the Shemayim, Tnu Hodcha Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe and he says, Achoz b'kisei kvodi. Why kisei kvodi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, you think that it's a lowering of my kavod by giving the Torah down here in earth? No. Achoz b'kisei kvodi. Take on to my kisei of kavod. Tell and teach the angels what kavod is. They have a fakrut, they have a distorted definition and perception of what kavod is. They think kavod is up in the worlds of greatness, of infinity. That's not what kavod is. The kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to reveal the Torah to man who's made of flesh and blood. To man who recognizes that he's ma. To man who is ma enosh ki tizkerena. To man who has the midah of humility. And God says, I am humble. Man will imitate me by being humble. I'm going to take my great Torah and contract it into what we called before the Torah Sanigla, into the material limited Torah of the Metzus Maisios, because that's what my covenant is all about. My covenant is not about greatness up in Shemayim, in the worlds of infinity. My covenant is to give the Torah down here in this earth, in this limited world of Ma, where man imitates God on this lowly level. God sets the pattern. He gives His Torah on Har Sinai, on the lowest of mountains, because God says that what is essential to Chachma is the Koach Ma, is the appreciation of humility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Anav and the personification of Anav, of humility. Man has to just imitate that humility of God. And in the bottom of the middle column, Atem HaMalachim, who are you? You don't have a Yetzara. Therefore, you think that you should receive the Torah up in Shemayim, Tnahot Chal Shemayim. Only you are suited for Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, Ma Enosh Ki Serena, man is just Ma. He's nothing. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It's not Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol HaShemayim. That's not what I'm interested in. My understanding, my definition of greatness and kavod is not tnahot chal shamayim, but rather al ha'aretz. It's ma'adir shimcha b'chal ha'aretz. That's where adir shimcha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah, lo tirtzach, lo tinof, lo tignof. We appreciate, we recognize down here on earth that we are limited, that we are constricted, that we are challenged by all sorts of barriers and impediments. We're not able to be anything more than a man. We appreciate that we don't really deserve the Torah. We personify the midah of anava, admitting and conceding our lowliness. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's exactly why I choose to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have the Yetzer, they have the Kinah. They understand that because of these limitations and these challenges, they are humble people. They reach the level of shiflus, of anava. And therefore, when you, the Malachim, are saying, Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerena, I'm saying that Ma Enosh is exactly why I want to give the Torah to man. Because man is Ma. Man is the one who wakes up every morning and he declares, Ma anu, mechayenu, mechazdenu, matzidkasenu, ma yishuasenu, ma kochenu, ma gurusenu, ma, who are we? Man recognizes and appreciates his lowliness, his limitations. Man is humble. And when the Malachim heard this and they realized that this is a profound response, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the Torah dafka on Eretz because of God's midah of humility, miyad hodu lo, they immediately conceded defeat. And Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha bechol ha'aretz. Nothing about Tnahot Chal HaShemayim Tovin HaMelech HaMitzis. Instead of saying ma'adir shimcha bechol ha'aretz and saying as a kitrug that don't give the Torah down here on earth. No, Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol, the same words now take on a whole different meaning, just the opposite. Ma'adir Shimcha, the greatness of God, is B'chol Ha'aretz. because God's greatness is always revealed when His Hanava is revealed, when His Mitzamtzem is Chachma, when His Chachma is Ma, when His Chachma personifies the Midah of Hanava. And here in the last paragraph, he tells you, and he gives you sort of like the secret formula as to how to prepare yourself for Chag HaShavuos. And he says the following. The Gemara says in Psachim, HaKol Modim Batzeres Tebe'ina Nami Lachem. There's a machlokas about all Moadim, between Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua, whether or not we have to eat and drink, or maybe we can dedicate the entire Moed to Torah study, to spirituality, to prayer. The Gemara establishes that when it comes to Atzeres, which is Chag HaShavuos, everybody agrees that we need Lachem. You know, you can't just dedicate the entire day to Torah study. And the question is why? I mean, after all, if this day is commemorating the giving of the Torah, it would be absolutely appropriate for us to dedicate this Torah, this day exclusively to Torah study. But the answer is Chag HaShavuos, Shednitna Bo Torah LiYisrael. It means that we have to observe the Torah as Lachem. Lachem means Be'inon Lachem. What is Lachem? Lachem means Ma. Ma, if you multiply times two, you end up with Lachem. You'll have to do the mathematics for this. And what it means is that the Torah deserves to be given on a day of Lachem, of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerena. Now, Rabosi, since we did have an extra 5 minutes, but at least we have the structure, the beginning and the end. Let's see if we get into the middle. And that's on page 2. HaChachma me'ayin timatzu, on the left column, and I'll let you go in 5 minutes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chachamau Omer, this is in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and there's a pasuk in Iyov that tells you what Chachma is all about. Chachma, says Iyov, me'ayin timatzu. Chachma is generated by nothing. It comes out of ayin. Ayin means nihila, you know, nothingness. So Chachamau Omer, the Chacham asks, what is appropriate for a Chacham to say? And he answers, Ma Hu Omer. He says, Ma, Koach Ma. It's me ayin timotze. Ayin means anova. Ayin means the lowest level. Yadua shatorah nikreis chachma shikoach ma lirmos ki mishi yesh lo anova amitis sheiva madregas ma roi shetikore hatorah al shmo. Anyone who's a balgaiva, he doesn't have any part in Torah. We cannot call him the owner of Torah, the deserving of Torah. He has to be bebechinas chachma koach ma. And therefore the Mishnah, which you'll see here on the bottom of page 2, Ezu Chachma Lomeid Mikol Adam. You would say the Chacham is someone who has 5 beta cata dangling from his shot, and he's the one who's teaching everyone else, right? I'm the big professor. No, that's not a Chacham. A Chacham is a Lomeid Mikol Adam. Notice the words Mikol Adam. He tries every Adam. And now we go on to page 3. And he says the following. When it says, Ezu Chacham, Lomei Mikol Adam, he has achieved Chachma, he has achieved humility, he's willing to lower himself and learn from everyone. This is another expression of what we saw in the Arugas HaBosem, that Chachma, the original Chachma, before the Torah is given to you, is Koachma, is the Hashpala, is the Shiflus and Anova, when a person recognizes that he is Ma. And at this point, he makes himself like Har Sinai, like the Midbar, and Hashem says, I will grant him Torah. And let's just complete this analysis with a paragraph here, which is in the middle column on page 3, on the bottom of the page. And here, we want to understand the words of the Likutei Amorim, the Bala Tanya. And he embellishes this comparison, this analogy between Torah and Mayim, that Mayim goes from the high places down to the low places. And he says that the Torah, which is Chachma Vashem, is endless, it's infinite. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of his infinite anova, his humility, he contracts the great Chachma, which is infinite, from one level down to another level, down to another level, until it becomes actually physical and material. It takes on the levush, the form of Gashmius. And that's what the Tarryag Mitzvahs is all about. And God gives us the opportunity, if we're only ready for it, to take all the parts of our body, all the limbs, and through the mitzvahs, to uplift them and make them spiritual and divine, and channel them towards Kedusha and towards sanctity. The Pasuk says in Tilmat Hashem Tzilcha. What does it mean, Tzilcha? Tzilcha means that we have to be in the shadows of God. We have to imitate Hashem. To imitate Hashem means to imitate Anova, that Hashem takes His Torah and He gives it to man. He's mitzamtzem and He contracts something that's infinite for the sake of man who's finite. The makom shatamotzei gdulasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sham atamotzei anvenuso. The greatness of God is always His anova, and we have to be Hashem tzilcha, imitating Hashem. Ki ko amar Hashem, says Yishayahu anovi, ram v'nisa shochein ad v'kadosh mo. God, You are the mighty God. Ram v'nisa, You're lofty, You're above everything. Shochein ad, You live in worlds of infinity. Kadosh mo. But yet, says Yishayahu in the very same breath, marom v'kadosh eshkon v'esdaka u'shfal ruach. Where do I want to live with my Shekhinah? Where do I want to find my abode? It's together with the Daka Ushfal Ruach. I'm not interested in those who are full of themselves. I can't tolerate them. No room for coexistence. I can only reside amongst those who personify Daka Ushfal Ruach, the Midah of Shiflus and Anova. May it be His will, Yiratzon, as we prepare for the coming week, for Chag HaShavuos Kabbalas HaTorah, that we could be roy to receive His Chachma, if we personify what Chachma is, Koach Ma, Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, and Hashem will grant us that great Torah that will uplift us, that will give every part of our being, every limb in our body, a spiritual upliftment. And we should be Zocha Em Yirtz Hashem, Ki ish echad b'lev echad, at the midah of anova and unity and achdus, to receive the Torah for us, for our children, for all generations to come. Kein yi ratzon. Amen. Thank you very much.
Good timing, Rabbi. Perfect. 11:29.
Perfect for you.